Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent of the Irish Times, is with us. The arrival of Centre Parks Forest Resort in Longford is being described as a game changer in terms of domestic tourism. And this week it announced that all its lodges and apartments are now complete and open to bookings. And Conor Pope, as I said, that consumer affairs correspondent, joins me now. Did you take a wander down there?
I did. I was down there this week, and I was also at one of the Centre Parks resorts in the UK last November. And I think maybe it would be helpful for your listeners to say, what is Centre Parks? Because an awful lot of people are very unfamiliar with it. We might have heard talk of it, but we don't know exactly what it is. Now, it's a holiday resort spread over 400 acres of woodland in Longford. There's 466 lodges, that's what they call them. Two-bedroom, three-bedroom and four-bedroom houses, but they're called lodges. And then they have 30 apartments. And there's also 10 restaurants on site. There's a man-made lake that they have that people can go kayaking or, you know, all sorts of water-based activities. There's woodland trails. And the jewel at the centre of the Centre Parks crown, both here and across the UK, is what they call the subtropical swimming paradise. And that's basically an indoor water park. It's a huge swimming complex with wave pools, toddler pools, slides, and absolutely crazy wild water rapids, and it's all under a giant glass dome, and there's all this real lush green vegetation, and it's heated to 29.5 degrees, and the idea is that you arrive on a Friday, you stay till Monday, you park your car in the car park, and you don't leave the site for the 3 or 4 days that you're there. They don't tend to take, well, they don't take bookings for one night or for two nights. They do three set types of booking. You can book from Friday to Monday, from Monday to Friday, or you can book a full week. Now, typically, they would be styled as a short break holiday. So people aren't going to stay there for a week. People will stay there for the 3 days over the weekend or the 4 days midweek. So that's how the Centre Parks thing operates in the UK. And it's going to be the same here.
Yeah, so it's obviously to weatherproof.
Absolutely.
Fun, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I presume the 400 acres is out in God's fresh air.
No, absolutely. But what they've done, and I was really impressed with the Longford site, with the way they've done this, because I was in Woburn Forest, which is near London, and that's like more than 10 years old.
Okay.
But the Longford one hasn't opened yet. It's not opening till the middle of August, possibly a little bit earlier than that. But it already has a really lived-in feel, because what they've done is they bought the land off Quailshea. So the forest had already been planted sustainably.
Right.
And then they positioned the lodges within the woodland.
Right.
And then they hollow out a little man-made lake within the woodland, and they do the same with the restaurants and the swimming pool complex.
Yeah.
So yes, it is outdoors, but you've got a lot of shelter in the woodland. So the typical things that people will do is they rent bikes when they get there. They go for a little cycle, you know, around the resort. Then they go to the swimming pool complex, which is indoors. But they also have things like, they've got indoor badminton, and they've got climbing walls, and they've got a sports bar and things like that. And they've got a spa. So there's plenty to do inside, because it has to be completely independent of the weather. Because we're not in Spain. We're not in the south of France.
Correct, yeah.
And like, the model does appear to work in the UK, because I was speaking to the chief executive, Martin Dalby, this week, and he was saying that they've got more than 90% occupancy year-round in the UK.
Wow.
Now, I went there, and I'm like, full disclosure, I went as a guest of Centre Parks last November with my family.
Okay.
And it was November. In a place just outside Milton Keynes, which is possibly the grimmest city in the UK, and it didn't matter that it was raining sometimes. It didn't matter that you were in a location that wasn't necessarily desirable, because when you're in Centre Parks, you're in Centre Parks, and everything else is kind of outside that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go, as I say, you can do as many or as little activities as you can. Now, the elephant in the room, and it was the first thing I spoke to this chap, Martin Dalby, about, was the price. Because if you talk to an awful lot of people, and I have spoken to people about this, if you talk to people, they'll say, oh, Centre Parks, that's very dear.
That's very dear. Yeah.
And that's the common perception. And don't get me wrong, it's not cheap. Now, what they will say is, there's a price point for everybody, and you can get a lodge for €299, and you can. But the €299 lodge is for midweek, middle January. So it's not, the schools are on holiday, schools are open.
Back,
so yeah. They're back, and it's the dead of winter. So, but you can also spend, if you want, €2,900 on a four-bedroom lodge at the height of summer with its own sauna, steam room, jacuzzi, hot tub, pool table. So, you know, it does range in price dramatically.
Yeah.
But like typically speaking, if you want to go weekend in the summertime, yeah, over a bank holiday, you could spend anywhere between €700 for a two-bedroom lodge to €800-850, depending on when you go.
Right.
So people look at that and they say, oh, that's very expensive. Because on top of that, you will then pay for your activities. Now, they have more than 100 different activities on site, everything from renting your kayaks to archery to wall climbing to tennis to
badminton. They don't come free.
They don't come as part of it. So people look at it on the face. And I was one of these people before I went. And you look at it and say, oh, that looks very dear. But then you kind of go and you realise how it works. So you can do loads of activities.
Right.
But generally speaking, if you're travelling with your family, you're not going to have time to do loads of activities. So how I found it working was you go, you get up, you have breakfast in your lodge. Now,
yeah, it's,
you can self-cater or you can go to the restaurants.
What are the restaurants like?
The restaurants in the UK, there was like various different ones. Like they had Café Rouge. A lot of people will be familiar yeah, with that chain. So they're kind of chain restaurants. There was Hucks, which was kind of like a TGI Fridays type Eddie Rocket style restaurant.
Okay.
But maybe slightly fancier. Now, it wasn't to my taste. So you can self-cater, or you can go to the restaurants. You might get up, have your breakfast, maybe go for a cycle. You can rent a bike. You know, you can rent a bike for the 3 or 4 days.
You can bring a bike.
You can, but like the renting the bikes is actually, it's not that dear. You know.
Okay.
So you rent your bike, you go for a cycle, then maybe you go to the pool area. You spend 2 or 3 hours in the pool. You go, you have your lunch. You might do one activity a day with your family. And then you go back to the pool because the pool stays open until 9 o'clock at night, and then you have your dinner or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So it's not like you'd be cramming in 5 or 6 expensive activities over the course of a single day.
Right.
So when you look at it on the menu, when you look at the menu of prices, you think, oh, that could all really add up. But the actual reality is quite different. And the nice thing is that because it's self-catering, you could go and do your shopping in Aldi or Lidl, bring all your groceries in, cook for your family over for the 3 days. It's not going to cost you anything. So then, and the pool complex is free. So that's the one thing that is free. I mean, like the forest paths are all free as well.
Yeah.
So you won't actually, if you do it right, and I mean, you have to do it a particular way, it's not going to break the bank. It's not going to cost the earth. And when you think about it, okay, you're getting a two-bedroom place during high season for 400 quid for three nights, for 800 quid for three nights, okay?
Yeah.
So you might have, so when you break it down per room, per night, it's comparable to a hotel, but you get all the stuff on site,
right,
as well. So, you know, I think people could overstate the cost of it. But having said that, it's not cheap. But the question then, is it good value for money?
Okay.
And does it represent good value for money?
What was the activity that you liked?
Well, there was, I have three young children. I have a 12-year-old, 10-year-old and a 1-year-old. So, you know, I wanted to do activities for all of us,
yeah,
because there's no point in sending them off to do certain things and then we're sitting watching the telly in the because that's not what the Centre Parks thing is about. It's about spending time with your family,
yeah,
and that's the key thing. So we rented the bikes, and my 1-year-old then sat in the little bike seat,
yes,
at the back, and
yeah,
we cycled around, and she thought that was brilliant. And then my 12-year-old and my 10-year-old and my wife and myself, we cycled around, and it was great crack, and you'd knock hours out of that.
Okay.
Then we also did den building.
That was what I wanted to
hear. Den building. I loved the idea of the den building, because you arrive in this little clearing in the forest, and you know, den building can be tricky at the best of times because you've got to find the wood and it's all covered in maggots and all that. But in Centre Parks, they've done all the hard work for you. So there's a little skeleton structure of the den already built. All the wood is handily lying around
this
as the moss.
This is like IKEA.
Exactly. So then you get to build your den, and the guy who was helping us, because there's a Centre Park staff member to help with,
okay,
all the activities, and he was just brilliant. He was such a sweetheart. He was about 20 and he was really into the Harry Potter books, as is my oldest daughter and my 10-year-old. So they really got each other, and it was great crack. And then after that, we did one other activity, which was we did a fairy treasure hunt. And again, it's silly, but what's great about it is for the kids, there's the anticipation of the event, there's the event, and then there's the talking about the event after the event.
Yeah.
And you know, those kind of activities aren't going to cost a huge amount of money. And you know, and yet they will give kids memories. And one of the things that I always say about family holidays, and you'll know this as well, what you're trying to do is you're trying to give your kids and yourself happy memories. And when people ask me, how is Centre Parks? I say, well, I don't think it's overpriced. I think it's good value, and it does give you happy memories.
There you go. There you go. Listen, thank you very, very much indeed. That was Conor Pope, and we will take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.